ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Hatred and fear. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump just tweeted that Democrats are frozen by that, adding, no president in the history of our country has been treated so badly.
The actions taken to date by the president have seriously violated the Constitution.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi opened a formal inquiry into impeachment. More than 180 Democrats support that. The top Republican on the Judiciary Committee, Doug Collins, told Fox this is
the perpetration of a fiction among the voters of America. What they want them to believe is they're up here doing something that they're not simply because they hate this president.
All this over the president's July phone call with Ukraine's leader and claims that he threatened to withhold military aid if they don't investigate Joe Biden and his son. Well, today we'll see exactly what was said. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, a senior administration official tells Fox News there will be a few words in the transcript that will raise eyebrows, but it's nowhere near as inflammatory as Democrats have suggested. 2020 presidential candidate Cory Booker is calling for the full whistleblower report, telling Fox and Friends,
not doing it is a violation of the law, which says not that the administration may release it. It says they shall release it.
Reuters is reporting the readout is unlikely to be word for word because standard protocol involves witnesses taking notes of presidential conversations with world leaders. Dave?
Well, Rachel, guess who President Trump talks to today at the UN? Ukraine's president. Meanwhile, Iran's president will address the General Assembly. Earlier, Hassan Rouhani talked to Fox's Chris Wallace, accusing the U.S. of doing what we say Iran does, sponsoring terror.
Wherever America has gone, terrorism has expanded in that in their wake. Wherever we have gone on the other side, we have defeated terrorism.
Juul Labs CEO Kevin Burns is stepping down. Juul and its e-cigarette business under investigation. While Massachusetts temporarily bans all vaping products amid an outbreak of lung illnesses that sickened more than 500 people, 9 died. The vaping industry blames black market products. America's listening to Fox News.
Dell has something extra for small businesses, up to 45% off during their semi-annual sale. It's a perfect time to update to Windows 10 with huge deals on business computers featuring Intel Core processors, plus free shipping on everything. Call Small Business Technology Advisors who can help you achieve your business goals affordably with low monthly payments on the right tech for you. Just call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/businessdeals for semi-annual savings.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835 with our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension. It's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
One House Democrat who has not joined the call for a Trump impeachment is Tulsi Gabbard. The Congresswoman told the Fox News Rundown podcast she's against it because
the hyper-partisanship that we're seeing is causing gridlock in Congress and is tearing us apart as people.
Now, Gabbard would prefer voters decide in 2020 whether to remove the president from office. She's become the 12th candidate to qualify for next month's presidential debate, but Gabbard failed to make the stage last month or earlier this month, and Gabbard barely registered in a new poll that's out that shows again Elizabeth Warren surging days after a poll out of Iowa showed her taking the lead there.
According to a new National Quinnipiac poll, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren has a slight lead over former Vice President Joe Biden. Warren gets 27%, while Biden gets 25% among polled Democratic voters and independent voters who lean Democrat. That's within the margin of error, but it is the first time someone other than Biden has had the lead in the poll since Quinnipiac started it in March. In third is Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders with 16%. South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg has 7%, and California Senator Kamala Harris has 3%. No other candidate in that poll gets more than 2%. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
It is day 10 for the auto workers' strike against GM that's continuing to have a ripple effect.
A Citibank analyst says GM's losing $100 million every day the United Auto Workers are on strike. GM's laid off about 1,800 workers and shut down its assembly plant near Toronto. Replacement parts for some GM vehicles are starting to become in short supply. As for new cars on the lots, there's still plenty of inventory, but some supplies of SUVs are starting to drop. The approximately 49,000 strikers are going to have to make do on $250 a week from the union. Most workers, when they're on the job, pull in about $1,200 a week. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Wall Street stock futures are down before today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Hey, good morning. It's Wednesday. Our local news with Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by Classic Plumbing, honest, affordable, and professional, with a 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook. Online, it's classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. No injuries when two semi-trailers crashed south of Paxton yesterday afternoon. The News Gazette says police say it looks like one semi veered off the right lane on southbound I-57 and onto the right shoulder and hit the other semi that was parked on the shoulder. It happened about 2.5 miles south of the Illinois 9 exit. Probation is the sentence for a 22-year-old Muhammad woman who admitted to stealing from her employer the Old Navy store at Marketplace Mall in Champaign. Haley Wilcoxon was accused of underringing purchases. She later said she changed prices because she was having financial difficulties. She underrang 63 purchases, paying $322 for more than $6,200 worth of merchandise. She gets 2 years of second chance probation. That includes doing community service and not drinking alcohol. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Muhammad get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, classicplumbinginc.com.
Okay, we check our weather. A little rain over at the Pines in Urbana. Weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florists. Our Stever offer, we'll tell you about that here coming up. Blossom Basket, they turn your feelings into flowers. Two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. We are seeing some morning rain showers over here in Urbana, an 80% chance of precipitation, but partly sunny with a high 79 later on this afternoon. 53-hour low tonight. Sunshine expected tomorrow with a high 76, low 56. 85 the high on Friday with partly hot, cloudy conditions. And we've got a 40% chance of scattered showers Saturday, 50% chance of rain on Sunday's forecast. Right now, the temperature's at 62. ESPN 93.5.
All right, off we go on to September 25. Just a few hours ago, the game ended. People were waking up and texting John Rooney and Ricky Horton saying, "What are you doing? Is this a replay?"
19 innings later.
Yeah.
6 hours and 53-minute long game in Arizona.
Cardinals lose 3-2. Things have been going so well for St. Louis, it's a lot easier to take. The only thing worse than a 19-inning game is losing a 19-inning.
Right.
It was a long one. The most strikeouts by two teams in the history of baseball happened in the desert, where there were probably as many Cardinal fans as Diamondback fans. Diamondbacks are out of it for the wild card at this point, but still a good baseball team, above 500, and they win 3-2 afternoon game today.
Yeah,
it's on.
Quick turnaround for
them. Oh, boy, I don't think you'll see Yadier Molina.
Wow.
Dexter Fowler struck out 5 times last night, and he hit a home run.
So. Okay.
But one guy struck out 5 times?
Who was pitching, I wonder?
Well,
they went through so many pitches.
Well, they had, I think, the Diamondbacks used 13. I had the radio on, and I was in and out. Probably shouldn't have had it on. But I was kind of dozing in and out of the thing and just couldn't leave. Christian and I watched it till 12:31.
Okay.
And then I just, you know, it looked like the Diamondbacks going to win. We didn't want to say that, so whatever, go to bed. So let's say, tied again? 15, 16,
right.
17,
Paul
8?
Goldschmidt. Yeah.
Man. Anyway, game today, it's on ESPN 93.5, and it's not on Fox Sports Midwest.
That's right. You have to watch it on YouTube.
The YouTube channel for a
right.
Cardinal game? It's afternoon. Jack Flaherty had a no-hitter going to the seventh last night. The guy is amazing. He gave up one hit last night and couldn't get the win. Bottom of the ninth, the Diamondbacks hit a home run to tie it at 1, and then off they went until the
wee hours of the morning. Cubbies lost. Pittsburgh had lost 9 in a row. Were they not due? And the Cubs are deeply hurt. Probably the telling.
5 errors during the game.
That's the tell. Because I think the Cubbies know they didn't going to work out this year. 5 errors, second most in 20 years for Chicago.
I haven't talked to one Cubs fan who thinks they can make this stretch.
It hasn't worked out. They're going to fire Joe Maddon, which I think is a shame. But that's how it works in the big leagues. That's how it works. They got to get somebody different when things don't go the way you want to 2 years in a row. Heck, they fired Dave Dombrowski. Last year, the Boston Red Sox won the World Series. This year, he got fired. What have you done for me this month? Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. Love going over saying hey to Kenny over in BMW and Craig over in Honda and Ben Quattrone, the man there. This is a great dealership that has won an international award. So all I tell you about Honda BMW is you can go to the website, check it out at drivechampagne.com. That's fine. You can even buy a vehicle through that website.
Why not express purchase these days?
They'll drive it to you. You have somebody in Kansas City who wants a Beamer, they'll drive it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they're off Neil at Burwash in Savoy. Before you buy, I would just tell you to make sure you give them a chance to earn your business. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, drivechampagne.com. All right, get the recap coming up from the Cardinal game last night.
This I wonder how that sounds from the guys.
Well, they're pretty decent.
Okay.
I wouldn't.
They'd be low energy.
I wouldn't call them right now. Because they're asleep.
Exactly.
And I bet their phones are off, but they didn't get to bed till, I guess, 3 o'clock Phoenix time, 5 o'clock our time.
Mm-hmm.
Time they got out of the stadium, post-game shows and all that stuff. But we have the Blossom Basket as our offer this morning for the Stever. It will not be online. It will be via the text line at 10:30. 10:30 this morning on the Jeremy Warner program, you have a chance to text in. Be listening for details at 10:30 this morning on the Jeremy Show, Warner Show. It'll be $50 to the Blossom Basket Floors.
Ooh.
We are getting some feedback from folks' experience, and they are all excellent. People love Ron Bailey and his family and what they do at the Blossom Basket Floor. So stand by for that Stever opportunity, 10:30 this morning. And in a few moments, we'll give you a chance to get some of these Showcase Parade of Home tickets. We'll do that in just a few moments. Check your sports next.
Need to ship something? Go to My Office Plus LLC and ship anything from just one place. Then any USPS, UPS, FedEx, and DHL parcels across America or across the world. You can do it all. Copy, fax, email, scan, laminate. Need something notarized? No problem. Buy your office supplies or greeting cards. You can even have your own mailbox. My Office Plus LLC at 1808 South Philo Road in Urbana. Check them out today.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our mission is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. We provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
I gotta get out of the house for a little while.
I don't feel like making dinner tonight. Let's go somewhere.
But where?
I don't know about you, but I feel like a margarita.
Well, I guess we can try to find a sitter.
And we can bring something back for the kids.
Well, where can we go that's got great kids' food and also serves our favorite drinks?
El Toro!
Whether it's with or without the kids, El Toro Mexican Restaurant in Champaign has you covered. They offer a wide variety of both adult beverages and kids' entrees. Stop in today at 723 South Neal Street in Champaign.
Pack your bags and get ready for a trip of a lifetime with the all-new Champaign Outdoors Adventure Travel. They're visiting three amazing destinations next year. You can check out the pristine beaches and volcanic national parks in Costa Rica, enjoy sun, waterfalls, and wine in Croatia, or go on the ultimate bucket list adventure as you trek up Mount Kilimanjaro to reach the highest peak in Africa. These are all small group trips only available to you in the Champaign-Urbana area and include experienced guides and luxury accommodations. So what are you waiting for? Start your adventure today by visiting champagneoutdoors.com/travel.
If
your engine or transmission isn't running the way it should and you're not prepared to invest cash in a different vehicle, Long's Garage in Urbana puts miles back into the one you're driving by installing a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission. Jasper Engines and Transmissions backs their product with a nationwide 3-year, 100,000-mile parts and labor warranty. Call Long's Garage in Urbana at 367-3942 and ask for a Jasper remanufactured product.
All right, quarter after 7, ESPN 93.5, Wednesday morning, September 25th. Time for your sports headlines.
Well, Arizona Diamondbacks win over the St. Louis Cardinals 3-2 in 19 innings.
And it
didn't wrap up until 3:30 Central Time.
Four hours ago.
Wow.
Yeah, game got over 4 hours ago. It started at 8:40 in Champaign-Urbana. It got over 4 hours ago. That's a long game.
It was 6 hours and 53 minutes.
My good.
I'm looking forward to hearing this Redbird recap.
Yeah, let's hear what they sound like.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Spectrum Mobile. Spectrum Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data, and you can save up to 40%. Go to SpectrumMobile.com today.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. Last night into early this morning, the Cardinals and Diamondbacks played a 6-hour, 53-minute, 19-inning game, and the Diamondbacks ended the game with a single by Ildemaro Vargas, who homered in the ninth inning to tie it up, but 1-1, the final 3-2.
When you play nearly 7 hours, you want to win a game, and unfortunately the Cardinals weren't able to do that. There were some bright spots. Daniel Ponce de Leon pitched very well in the bullpen. Several pitchers, both teams running out of players.
So the Cardinals' magic number stays at 3 to clinch the National League Central as Milwaukee won 4-2 over Cincinnati. The Cardinal lead over Milwaukee is 2.5.
Milwaukee is still doing the chasing. The Cardinals just have to pick up a win today.
And we're on the air today, beginning at 1:45 Central.
Did you know that with Spectrum Mobile, you could save big on your wireless bill? Get our Buy the Gig plan for just $14 a gig and pay for only the data you use. Unlimited talk and text included. Go ahead, grab your wireless bill and compare. Use a lot of data? We've got you covered. Ask about our unlimited data plan. Spectrum Mobile, the best network, the best devices, the best value. Get Spectrum Mobile today at SpectrumMobile.com. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for offer restrictions and details.
So the Pirates over the Cubs, 9-2, and the 5 errors, that is something else.
Well, that's a lot.
Feels like they're giving up.
You know what? Again, Rizzo's not healthy. Baez is out. Bryant is out. I mean, it's just how it worked. And don't think those injuries didn't factor big time, but it's just disappointing. And I'm sorry about what's going to happen to Joe Maddon. They're going to fire him probably Monday. So, good guy. And, that's too bad.
Yeah, the regular season's over Monday.
Yeah. Sunday. And then first wild card would be Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday and Friday will begin the divisional series where we hope the Cardinals will get a play, but we don't know.
That's right.
We don't know yet.
So, Cleveland over the Chicago White Sox, 11-0. Milwaukee beat the Reds 4-2, yep, which keeps making things interesting.
Two and a half back. Yep.
So, some good news. I know that Janet Rayfield got her 200th win.
Great.
Illinois soccer's been on a roll. They've wrapped their non-conference. They have a 6-1 record.
Great.
And they're looking forward to taking on Iowa coming up on Thursday. Illinois volleyball and Nebraska. Boy, that's going to be a good one. Huff Hall Friday at 7:30.
And Nebraska's number one, I think.
I know it.
And then they have Iowa, I think, Saturday night. Nighthawks doing a really good job.
Mm-hmm.
The team's record isn't like undefeated like we were last, but he has played some serious competition. He has loaded the schedule.
That's right.
I like Chris Thomas. I think he's a terrific coach, and I think he's going to make another run this year.
And we got our women's golf in action in Norman, Oklahoma, with the Schooner Fall Classic. So good stuff happening on the female athlete side. I just thought I'd lighten things up since all the teams lost as far as MLB action of folks that we're rooting for. So I thought I'd put some good news in there and say, go Illini.
Okay. Donald Trump spoke at the UN yesterday. It looks like the impeachment hearings will be a thing. Ed Martin will join us from Phyllis Schlafly, the Eagle Forum, coming up bottom of the hour. Ed Martin, our Wednesday guest, stand by. Check your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast in the National Weather Service.
You're probably seeing some clouds and maybe even some light rain this morning, but partly sunny and a high 79 by this afternoon and a low 53 tonight. Sunshine tomorrow with a high 76, low 56. 85 the high on Friday with partly cloudy conditions. Right now we're at 62. ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Okay, we'll throw out that offer for you in just a moment. Stand by. Go Stever.com to learn all about what we're doing. 720 in Champaign, Urbana, ESPN 93.5.
The Fox Business Network, a shakeup in policy changes at vaping company Juul. Juul Labs says it'll suspend all broadcast, print, and digital product advertising in the United States, and it'll replace Chief Executive Officer Kevin Burns with Altria Group Executive K.C. Crossway. The Jimmy John's sandwich chain has been sold to Inspire Brands, the parent company of Arby's and Buffalo Wild Wings. Terms of the deal were not revealed. Jimmy John's had more than 2,800 stores last year. It's seen sales and locations increase by about 50% since 2013. Stock futures are lower. There are concerns about the implication of President Trump facing a formal impeachment inquiry and how it could impact trade talks with China. Also, the president commented at the United Nations yesterday he won't accept a bad trade deal with China. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
ESPN 93.5. What the heck was that?
I don't know. It seems like you're looking for a rim shot every once in a while.
Oh, I didn't know it was under ding.
Of
Isn't that
course.
Like ding dong?
Ding?
Yeah.
Of course.
There you go.
I like that bump music.
All right, 724, ESPN 93.5. Want to go to the Showcase Parade of Homes? One more weekend. It was last weekend, and it is again this weekend. They're $5 to get in. You get landscaping ideas, building ideas, decorating ideas, pergola ideas, and kind of fun to see the new and the best and the shiniest. If you would like to go to the Showcase Parade of Homes for $5 each, I'll give you four tickets. It's our Stever deal. I'll give you four tickets. Then, when you attend this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and get all your details at ShowcaseParadeOfHomes.com, you take a selfie with yourself there, and then come out and show me. We'll give you a $20 bill.
I like it. That happened yesterday. We had someone from the sheriff's department pass by.
Off time, of course.
Exactly.
He was just in the neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, yes, that's true. So we are handing out $20 bills for selfies. So there's that. And then, of course, we want you to use this and then provide us some feedback on your experience.
Exactly.
All right, 359-2255, 359-2255. If you would like to text in Showcase or SC, whatever's easy as you text and not drive.
Okay.
Hands free.
ShowcaseParadeOfHomes.com to get the layout of the homes in Urbana and Mahomet. It's 10 to 6 Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Free for you plus the $20 bill for a selfie. 359-2255. 359-2255. Text in Showcase or SC. Or, I want that. I want that.
I like it.
359-2255. Got it rolling there.
Mm-hmm.
Showcase. Four free tickets to that and a $20 bill if you do selfie and show me.
Sounds good.
Okay. So, they're going to have impeachment hearings. They've been trying to do this for a while. AOC and the squad and that far left group finally got to Nancy Pelosi. She had the right instincts. Generally speaking, there's empathy when you try and impeach. The only experience I have, frankly, was Bill Clinton, but he got empathy.
Mm-hmm.
He was impeached technically, but not removed from office. The Senate did not continue the proceedings.
I see.
House impeaches, but then it goes to the Senate for the trial.
Thanks for the reminder on that.
Andrew Johnson, who followed Abraham Lincoln, is the only other president to be impeached. He was our 17th president. And then Bill Clinton, who perjured himself. And can you imagine the outrage today with the Me Too movement and what happened with a 21-year-old intern inside the Oval Office.
Right.
So there was that, and Nancy Pelosi, in a clip I heard, talked about how hateful the Republicans were toward Bill Clinton. And maybe that was the case. People were very upset with him and his behavior and his stuff that he did, particularly in the Oval Office, but just that he just had a problem all the way back to the Arkansas State Troopers. I just think he's had that issue for a long,
yes,
long time.
That's right.
In any event, there's sort of a little hate being dished out today, for sure.
Right. And when I think of troubled presidents, especially towards the end, Nixon is the first to come to mind.
Yeah, he lost the support of his own party. He resigned. He would have probably been impeached and removed because the Republicans had said, you got to go or you're going to get kicked out. So he left, and he made that famous speech, as of noon tomorrow, I shall resign the presidency, and he left, and Gerald Ford took over because Spiro Agnew was long gone, and Gerald Ford was a congressman, and he was appointed vice president, congressman from Michigan, and he took over and lost to Jimmy Carter in the 76 election. He said in his inaugural address, I am astutely aware that I was not confirmed by your votes. I ask you to confirm me with your prayers.
Right.
Okay, so we'll see what happens. But I think the Democrats now, there's no vote to actually impeach. They're just having hearings. There's a real stair-step here procedure. It'll be kind of a constitutional lesson here for us all. But is this what we're going to do for the next year? Because if we get into it, that's all you're going to hear about. Forget about the election. And for what, again, Nancy Pelosi says, of course, it's about this Ukraine thing. And the whistleblower, by the way, was not a firsthand person. They heard about it. And now they say the whistleblower could have political operative in him and is supporting another presidential candidate. So this is, but it's a rush to judgment. We don't even see the transcripts.
Right. Because it's not even based on firsthand knowledge.
No. And they think they'll have the release. They have to ask Ukraine, the president of Ukraine, if it's okay. Can we release this? There was a conversation with you. Can you imagine if you're a world leader talking to the president, are you ever going to say anything? Everybody's got headsets on listening.
Right.
Why would you ever have a candid conversation ever again with the United States? So anyway, they think they'll have that release maybe later today. What's Ed Martin think? President of the Eagle Forum Education and Legal Defense Fund. We'll call him and have him on next.
It'll be great to get his insight.
It will indeed, but it seems to me that the Democrats have to go all out now. It's too late to turn back, I think.
The look in your partner's eyes when they see the beautiful arrangement you ordered from Blossom Basket is what it's all about. To be able to brighten the day of your spouse will quite simply make your heart explode with love. Your significant other will adore the vibrant color of the Blossom Basket bouquet. Please call 217-367-ROSE for a chance at the picture-perfect moment when your loved one sees Blossom Basket flower arrangements.
News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tweets about an impeachment inquiry now started in the House. The Democrats are frozen with hatred and fear. Georgia Republican Doug Collins says,
instead of governing, instead of asking and doing proper oversight, they're abusing the rules of the House. They're abusing the processes of the House to make a political statement.
New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, one of the Democrats running for president, says the accusation that President Trump tried to tie military aid to Ukraine to investigating Joe Biden was a bridge too far for some Democrats who'd been reluctant about impeachment.
And it really wasn't even this idea that he's being impeached. Remember, right. This is people who feel like they need an impeachment inquiry just to free up documents.
They were both on Fox and Friends this morning. The e-cigarette maker Juul Labs announces its CEO has stepped down and the company will now suspend all advertising in the United States as several states move to ban the product over addiction, health concerns, and underage use. America's listening to Fox News.
Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A former Champaign County Courthouse security officer is accused of stealing from a co-worker this summer. 59-year-old Joanne Lewis of Champaign has been charged with misdemeanor theft for allegedly stealing cash from a purse left in an employee's desk. It happened on July 16th after the woman who owned the purse reported the theft to police. A detective viewed surveillance video, saw Lewis enter the area and come out after a couple of minutes. Probation is the sentence for a 22-year-old Muhammad woman who admitted to stealing from her employer the Old Navy store at Marketplace Mall in Champaign. Haley Wilcoxon was accused of underringing purchases. She later said she changed prices because she was having financial difficulties. She underrang 63 purchases, paying $322 for more than $6,200 worth of merchandise. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Menicelli.
What's Kasasa? It's like a big bank rewards with a community bank card. A free Kasasa checking account at Prospect Bank rewards you in ways you might not think a community bank could. But the best part is, you do not have to go to some big bank to get it. Stop in your local Prospect Bank and find out all the details. So what's Kasasa? It's like a cool word for earning cash. Member FDIC.
Prospect Bank.
Experience Naya Restaurant in Champaign. Chef Dad Morrill talks about the menu.
There's a few mozzarella dishes, burrata, which is a fantastic kind of version of mozzarella. There's mozzarella di bufala, so we get a lot of stuff brought in weekly just from Italy. I like to use very authentic ingredients. We also have this really cool Japanese Robata grill, which is a high-heat skewer grill, so we can put things on skewers. So we've got a great chicken skewer, a ribeye skewer. Come in, get a little snack, grab a glass of wine.
See the menu at NayaRestaurants.com or experience it for yourself at 212 East Green Street, Champagne.
All right, weather brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back into someone who's backing out, that's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout Central Illinois, visit GerberCollision.com or call 8777-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
High 78 expected. We've got some morning showers, but partly cloudy by late this afternoon. And into the evening, we've got a low of 52. 75 with sunshine tomorrow, down to 55 in the evening. On Friday, we'll wrap up the week with a high 85. When we're back to work on Monday, we're up to near 90 again, Monday and Tuesday. And it could be a rainy weekend. Right now, the temperature's at 62. ESPN 93.5.
Well, the president of the Eagle Form Education and Legal Defense Fund, Phyllis Schlafly herself, before she passed, God rest her soul, hired Ed Martin. He's in Washington, D.C., in the eye of the hurricane, right in the middle, looking up at the circle, going, I think I see Nancy Pelosi smiling. Listen, they're all in, Ed. As far as I can tell, if they don't go all the way now, are they not exonerating him? They're done. She caved to AOC.
Well, you know, and Stevie J, good morning. I'm a little tired today because I stayed up and watched most of that Cardinals loss in the 19th inning, so I'm tortured, actually. But I will say, I actually was up at midnight East Coast time where I am to be on Sky News, the British TV station, to talk about this issue. And when I said to them, they said, well, isn't it obvious that he did something wrong? And I said, well, how is it obvious? We haven't seen the transcript. We haven't seen the recording. We haven't heard anything. We just have a mob in search of impeachment. And as you point out, now what do you do? You know, all the polling shows that most Americans don't really want impeachment. You know, some do. I'm not saying it's universal. But as you say, now you've gone down this path. Are you going to impeach the President of the United States over things? Again, at this point, the allegation is playing hardball of some kind with a leader to whom we give $400 million. I mean, the other part of this no one's paying attention to is, why do we have to give everybody $400 million, you know, millions and millions of dollars at this point? So I agree with you. The die is cast. Nancy Pelosi, who knew politically she shouldn't do this, got backed into a corner, and now she did it. And I think this is a very significant moment. I can't say today it sets up the landslide for Trump, but it certainly makes it more likely that there are members of the House. Remember, the House races, Stevie J, you and your listeners know, House races are sort of hand-to-hand, localized. And who won in 2018 were lots of people that didn't look like AOC and the squad of three. They looked like, you know, former military, former CIA, more moderate. Those people are going to pay a heavy price in their elections for being for impeachment like this.
Well, and this is, if this is the path, forget about anything on the debates, and this will cloud it for a year.
Yeah, I did see someone, I think they're, you know, a political, I think, was talking about senior Democrat officials who said, why, when we were hoping to talk about health care and we were hoping to talk about issues, why would we now spend the whole time about impeachment? And again, remember, it feels a lot like Russia, 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 which started out with the same kind of energy. You know, oh my gosh, we had the president in a meeting or his son in a meeting, and then they did this and that. Turns out after it was all done, it was campaigning and it was nothing improper. And so, you know, again, if they go through all this trouble, does it change the conversation from, and remember, the last guy that was impeached was Clinton, and he was reelected. I mean, you know, I mean, so it's not, I mean, he was reelected and then he was impeached, but he, in the 1998 cycle, he left with more popularity. So it's not clear this is the solution. And look, the other thing, Stevie J, is, what's the high crime and misdemeanor? It's not bad politics. It's not being a bully. All those things, if that's the worst case, where's the high crime and misdemeanor that you have to have to impeach somebody? So we'll see.
Well, everybody knows that he's awful, Nazi, racist, bigot. No, I mean, really, I mean, there are millions of people that watch MSNBC and think that this guy is the Antichrist. I mean, it is unbelievable how he has been demonized since the day after this election, and they have not stopped, and it has been unbelievable. The fact that he's still standing, Rasmussen had him at 52% approval, which is stunning.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's going to happen with this thing, but I do know, as you say, Ed Martin, the die is cast. I think you got to go for it now because I think you're all in.
Well, but here's where this is really unhelpful for our country. Yesterday, the president gave a speech at the UN that even if you disagree with the speech, it was really interesting. And a couple of the aspects were he basically said unbridled immigration is not just a challenge for us, but it drains people from the home nations who deserve to have a future. It's a very interesting point. He made lots of other points on China, on Venezuela, on socialism. He also, Stevie J, said, we're going to lead the world in making it so people don't criminalize homosexuality or continue to do so around the world. Now, put aside the politics of that, you know, there's right, left and all. This is an extraordinary speech to the UN. None of it's covered. I mean, none of it is covered. It gets swallowed up by impeachment. And that's bad for us. You know, what we need, I don't agree with everything this president does. I think he could, you know, spend a little less. I think he could do some other things. But in general, a lot of stuff's happening. We're not talking about it. We're just talking about racist, 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 impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. That's bad for the country. And the question is, are they just trying to tire out the American people from any of this? Because, I mean, I'm tired of it.
No, I'm tired of it.
We do it for a living.
But as I said yesterday, who am I going to vote for, AOC or Donald Trump? What? I'm going to go far left? No way.
Yeah,
I mean, Elizabeth Warren is too far left. I mean, Joe Biden has a glimpse of moderate or used to, but there's no way he's going to make it. I think this whole thing's going to illuminate him.
Well, Stevie J, that's the best point I've heard, is what you just said, is that at the end of the day, Trump is still president. His base stays with him. But Biden's going to have to answer questions about, look, the other part of this that I have been saying with you for 6 months is I think the 2020 election is a drain the swamp election. Most Americans think that too many people in office are corrupt. Whether that's true or not, that's what Americans think. Now we're going to have a conversation about how Hunter Biden, his wealth, his personal wealth is $50 million. Why? Because his name is Biden. Joe Biden's wealth in 2 years out of office has gone from $700,000 to $15 million. So people are going to look up and say, that's the swamp, right? And then Trump is sort of able to say, well, that's not my world. I'm the one fighting against these guys.
Yeah,
they keep coming at me. And by the way, Stevie J, one more story that's not been covered. Yesterday, Mike Flynn, General Flynn's business partner, who was, they were, the violation they were alleged was not filing correctly on the under a foreign registration requirement. The conviction of that guy was thrown out. And I talked to General Flynn last night. I texted him. And it's a huge day for them. So even more of the junk that they've said has happened from the Mueller report and all these investigations is unraveling before our eyes. But, you know, it's that old Ray Donovan, the labor secretary under Reagan, who after he was acquitted in a trial, he said, what office do I go to get my reputation back?
Yeah,
you know,
where do you
go to recover from 2.5 years of Russia, Russia, Russia? It's not clear.
Well, I know one. I feel like I've seen this and then it came to me. I have. Have you ever seen Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah.
Remember Gaston? He said, kill the beast. That's what we got. It's a mob. I think this is it. Hold on.
I say we kill the beast.
Kill the beast.
it's a
mob mentality of you got to get him, you got to get what for, you got to get him. I mean, it's just crazy.
Well, it is, Stevie J, but again, and it's hard to pull back, but the question you pull back a little bit and say, what is the direction America has, you know, in terms of opportunity, in terms of things that are happening in a positive way? I don't think, despite all the junk on CNN and all this stuff, I don't think we've ever been in a better position where African Americans are moving up, Hispanic Americans are moving up, that Indian rally, the Indian American rally in Houston. I mean, there's more things happening positively. The question is whether the media can allow it to be covered and whether we can catch our breath enough in this social media tech age to understand what's happening. But look, Nancy Pelosi is now the captain of a ship, whether it's the Titanic or not, remains to be seen.
Well, and again, there's going to be a lot happening here in the coming weeks. And this is what the – and I think Nancy Pelosi, all her instincts were right. I couldn't believe it. But now, again, she had to go this way, or I think she was going to lose her leadership at some point. So she's doing
I mean, she's doing what she had to do, yeah. I think. But
to
I
maintain
mean, the question
power.
Is whether,
yeah.
Right. But long term, I think it's a loser. We'll see.
Ed Martin, how do people connect with you?
You know, PhyllisSchlafly.com is our website, Stevie J, and we just put up some of the speeches from Eagle Council a few weeks ago. It's pretty cool. Guys like Steve Bannon who came in and Chris Kobach and others. So PhyllisSchlafly.com and follow me at Eagle Ed Martin on Twitter. I have a pretty active presence at Eagle Ed Martin on Twitter.
And as far as the 19 innings, I had the radio on and I was going in. Man. You know what, though? It's been so darn good. It's okay. We're fine.
I know.
Could you have believed a sweep at Wrigley? No way. Wow.
No, that was epic. But it's just been enough of a Cardinals fan the last few years that I thought, oh man, the Brewers should be retired. They lost Yelich. They should be out.
I know.
Suddenly they're winning 3-2 ball games.
I'm thinking,
oh, this feels funny. So let's get a couple wins and get the clinch and then go into the playoffs.
We'll see. My friend. We'll be in touch. Thank you so much.
All right, Stevie J, take care.
Ed Martin, he is the president of the Eagle Forum Education Legal Defense Fund. Phyllis Schlafly's group in St. Louis in Washington this morning. ESPN 93.5. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World wants to set you up with your next appliance. They're the best. It's what they do.
Microwaves, refrigerators, washers and dryers. You need to upgrade. Do it at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Champaign, Bloomington, Springfield, and Decatur in Champaign on Neal Street. You're going to the store. There'll be people coming up with business cards saying, hey, what you looking for? If I can help you, let me know. What's the difference between that? They'll know it. They'll have great product knowledge. They'll deliver it to your home. They'll get it all put together for you and plugged in and all that stuff. And away you go. Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, since they're the number one independent appliance dealer in all of Central Illinois, they can sell what they want. And plus, at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, you'll receive a free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
It's Dick Van Dyke Appliance World for remodeling or it's just time. Appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World on Neal and Champaign, appliance-world.com online. Couple of Stevers. Right now, the Showcase Parade of Homes. We can still take a couple more people if you want. A $20 four-ticket pack. That's free. ShowcaseParadeOfHomes.com. All your details for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You'll use these tickets. You'll go. You'll give me some feedback what you thought of it. Take a selfie while you're there. I'll kick in another $20 bill. Boom. And at 10:30, you have a chance to get $50 to the Blossom Basket Florist by texting in flowers. That's at 10:30 this morning. Be listening to the Jeremy Warner program for that. Okay, as Ed Martin mentioned, the Cardinals play till 3 in the morning. Woo! Did not win. Details next.
Need a car wash? Need an oil change? Luckily, you can get them both at Markview Car Wash and Lube in Champaign. They have the perfect package for you. Just buy a full-service oil change, and they'll give you a complimentary car wash. They have free vacuums at their shop as well. And join the VIP Car Wash Club, as you will receive one car wash a day. The VIP Club Wash price starts at $20 a month. So come on by 501 West Markview Drive, and the Markview team will take care of your car as they would their own.
At a recent company meeting,
meeting, let's find out how the staff felt about big items to get printed up.
Minuteman Press can handle some of the area's most cumbersome jobs. Big signs, sandwich board menus, tents, table covers, expandable displays, and pop-up walls.
Get a solution to printing problems.
I don't like our folders, forms, statements, binders, tabs, envelopes. We need to rebrand and freshen up our company's look.
We can get all that and more. Minuteman Press's website has it listed at CUprinting.com.
I like it sweet. I like it hot. I like it cheesy. I'm loving that Wednesday's Italian Beef Day at Rosati's Pizza. We get great specials going on all the time, but when Wednesday rolls around, it's all about the Italian beef. Get the sandwich, the fries, and the drink, all for just $9.99. It's what I have for lunch every Wednesday. Stop by and see me and the crew, or let us bring one to you. We deliver to all of Champaign, Urbana, and Savoy. Call us at 328-2334 or visit us at 701 South Gregory in Urbana. Hope to see you soon.
Guess the celebrity singing?
With a voice like that, there's somebody major underneath that costume.
Fox Tonight, America's favorite guessing game.
Katie Holmes,
Diana Ross,
Ronda Rousey,
and TV's number one new show is back.
The Mad Singer!
It's the smash hit singing competition where the celebrities are in costume and everyone else is in the dark.
This game is hard, man.
It's the 2-hour season premiere of The Masked Singer. Fox Tonight.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, sports headlines, ESPN 93.5.
6 hours and 53 minutes later, out of Arizona, the Diamondbacks come out on top, 3-2 winners over the St. Louis Cardinals. Let's get your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. Last night and early this morning, the Cardinals and Diamondbacks played a 6-hour, 53-minute, 19-inning game, and the Diamondbacks ended the game with a single by Ildemar Vargas, who homered in the ninth inning to tie it up, but 1-1, the final 3-2.
When you play nearly 7 hours, you want to win a game, and unfortunately, the Cardinals weren't able to do that. There were some bright spots. Daniel Ponce de Leon pitched very well in the bullpen. Several pitchers, both teams running out of players.
So the Cardinals' magic number stays at 3 to clinch the National League Central. As Milwaukee won 4-2 over Cincinnati, the Cardinal lead over Milwaukee is 2.5.
Milwaukee is still doing the chasing. The Cardinals just have to pick up a win today.
And we're on the air today, beginning at 1:45 Central.
And the Cubs lost.
Yeah.
9-2, Pittsburgh Pirate. Five errors, Stevie?
Yeah, that's the second in 20 years.
Try to be optimistic. I'm the only Cubs fan who says, well, if we win everything,
they'd have to win their last five, and Milwaukee would have to lose their last five. So I don't think so.
And Milwaukee beat the Reds 4-2 yesterday.
And they beat,
so they're 2.5 out.
Yeah, they beat Sonny Gray, the best pitcher the Reds have. Milwaukee beat him. So.
I thought the Christian Yelich thing mean the Brewers were going down the tubes.
No, Brewers quit losing, kind of like the Cardinals. So they're going to be at least wild card if they don't overtake the Cardinals. So I don't know.
And Cleveland thumped the White Sox 11-0.
Yeah.
So. That's sports on Diane.
All right, but it is 10 before 8 o'clock. Jimmy John sold the rest of his shares. He sold initially Jimmy John Leoto, the local guy that made the sandwich in Charleston, Illinois, and started his sandwich shop. He sold in 2016 most of the company. He did not have the majority share after 2016. Now he's just on the board. We'll give you details of
that's right.
Just after 8 o'clock this morning.
Some guacamole to go with the complimentary chip would be great. Wow, you guys really are fast. By the way, my family is coming in from out of town next weekend. Do you guys have larger tables and party rooms available?
Absolutely. Just let us know how many are coming and we'll get you taken care of.
Wow, this place is amazing. If you haven't already, you've got to check out El Toro Mexican Restaurant in Champaign.
All right, what music would feed Steve Suderman?
I always like Head East.
Rock and roll. Yeah, there he is. It's more you, Steve Suderman.
Please.
Come on, baby.
That is.
that's right.
Who is that?
Free!
It's free. It's all right now.
There we go.
Yeah, flat as a pancake.
Here we go. So who all's coming to the Virginia for the local people? I know the Finchley boys are going to be playing. It's the Bob Nutt Blytham Memorial, whatever is going on there.
Okay. I'm out of the loop on that one.
Right.
I wanted
to go see George Thorogood. Thorogood.
Oh, is he?
October. He's coming into Virginia.
How about the ship? When are they coming back?
Remember Starcastle?
No. Starcastle was Terry Cottrell, right?
Right.
He was formerly original.
Terry Littrell will be playing this weekend with a band called The Snakes. I'm kind of interested in this. I knew some of those guys back then.
There was a band in Champaign, Urbana called The Ship. And it was, and supposedly Dan Fogelberg was originally part of it. I don't think he was, but.
Oh, yeah.
And they sang a song called Gwen, which I thought was fantastic. And that was like 1975. Boy, am I old. Okay, Steve Suderman's a good vibes where he could put you in some speakers and you could listen to bands like this.
Well, speakers is a topic I was going to save for the end a little bit, but this is kind of a negative topic. Klipsch has announced a price increase. Now, it hadn't happened yet, so you got a chance to buy in if you're looking. And we know they have some promotions coming up, but this is tariff related. A lot of what Klipsch makes and assembles in the U.S. are of parts of foreign origin, which are affected by the tariffs. And so we're going to see some things happen with Klipsch. This is a good time to buy now because the prices are still.
You still with us?
Uh-oh.
There's a lot of clicking on the line.
Is that Ukraine listening in, or who's listening this
time? I don't know.
Okay, we can try him again.
Okay, I'll try him again.
Nobody remembers The Ship.
By the way, I was just looking up this Bob Nutt Blytham Limited tribute concert coming up Saturday. Tickets between 15 and 25. And it looked like Blytham managed REO Speedwagon, One Eye Jacks, the Finchley Boys, and all kinds of festivals, concerts on the quads. All kinds of bars. So there's lots of musicians planning on coming out and supporting See You at Home in the process.
Okay, good. That's a great cause. Yeah. All right. The Ship was like 1971. I mean, Champaign-Urbana, we've had it going on now. I mean, a lot of good folks coming through here, and we're very, very good. Obviously, you know, REO, one of the biggest. Dan Fogelberg, who died of cancer, like, I don't know, 15 years ago. I mean, he was only 50-something. I love Dan Fogelberg. He went to U of I for like a semester or something. He's from Peoria, but I was a big Dan Fogelberg fan. But a lot of people, a lot of great musicians have come through. Okay, Steve Suderman, Good Vibes Located Round Barn. Still there? Okay.
What happened?
I don't know. I thought Ukraine had busted into our line or something because they wanted to listen. Okay, so tell me what else.
Talk
about speakers
and how it'll increase in price, so get the deals now.
Oh, well, there is an increase coming from China that's going to affect the Klipsch product, even though it's an American company. But it won't affect the people that make the televisions that we sell. Sony is a Japanese company. LG is a Korean company. And we're going to see TV prices drop like a stone in the second week of October on the bigger ones. So the TVs that are the most desirable, the smart, the OLEDs, the 4K, all the, you know, the stuff that you really want, it's going down all over the place.
Okay.
And it'll be don't wait for Black Friday. Week 2 of October will be as good as it's likely to get for a long time. And I just want to put a closer here. Anybody that we sign up for Dish in the month of September, if we can get you installed in September, we'll give you $100.
What?
Looks like ABC Channel 20 might go off of DirecTV this week. The deal with Sinclair ends.
Unbelievable.
And I know. If they lose another one, it's gonna hurt them.
No.
We're standing here waiting with our Dish arms open.
Okay, tell me you don't. That's Good Vibes Located Round Barn. Again, your hours and stuff one more time.
Oh, we're open from 9 to 6 on the weekdays, 10 to 6 Saturday. We're not open Sunday. And you can find us on the web at gvibes.com, and those TV prices will be on there in week 2 of October.
Okay, listen, this is The Ship.
You
don't remember that?
Oh, I do, kind of. kinda, young as we are.
Yeah. It was a song called Gwen. I'm the oldest guy in Champagne. Nobody else knows this. All right, my friend, we'll be talking.
All right, thanks, Steve.
That's Steve Suderman.
Wizard, that's real music, kids. And turn it down a little bit.
Make me sound old to say that.
Dan Fogelberg kind of sound, that's for sure.
I read about them, and I didn't see anything Dan Fogelberg. Maybe that's true, maybe it's not. But it does sound like him.
It does.
But he was like a backup, new guy, 18.
I mean, back in the day, he played at the Red Herring right off the quad.
Well, anyway, that's a ship. Anybody, anybody? No, but zero.
359-2255.
Okay, hold on. I got to hear that. That was a great song. Anybody else? Hello?
Well, and if you talk about Appaloosa, I know
Appaloosa
and sisters used to go see them. The Red Lion was just hopping back in the day, and it is today, too, let me tell you.
Okay.
That Nebraska game.
Jimmy John sells details if you're interested in the Jimmy John's. I think Jimmy's out now.
That's right, on the advisory board.
We'll be back with that next. You're